ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW of Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Democrats don't like it, but may not be able to stop tax reform. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
At the time when income distribution skews money to the top, more money is being skewed to the top.
And Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer does not believe corporate America will use tax savings to create a lot of jobs, as Republicans claim.
This is what we need to sort of maintain that healthy American economy.
White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney says not only will it grow more, most people will get a tax cut.
Ordinary families, hardworking Americans would pay less, and it will be simpler for them.
What's in the bill that will be voted on next week? Corporate tax rates would be down 35% to 21%. It lowers personal income tax brackets. The top rate drops to 37%. The standard deduction would double, and for taxpayers who itemize, it allows up to $10,000 in state and local tax write-offs. This news just out on the economy showing some holiday cheer. Retail sales surged 0.8% last month as Christmas shopping kicked into full gear. Another PBS talk show host is off the air, Tavis Smiley, over sexual misconduct allegations. The network calls them multiple incredible. Suspending distribution of his late-night show, Smiley replied on Facebook,
"I have never groped, inappropriately exposed myself, or coerced any colleague in the workplace ever."
Now this is going to shake things up in Hollywood. Disney and Fox have worked out a deal. Fox's Jenny Casola details it live.
Dave, 21st Century Fox is selling its entertainment assets, including film and TV studios, to Disney for $52.4 billion. 21st Century Fox is our parent company, but the deal does not include Fox News. Rupert Murdoch on FBN this morning.
The new Fox will have Fox News, Fox Business, Fox Broadcasting, Fox Sports. But the point is, it'll have a cash flow of at least $2 billion a year.
Fox is creating a newly listed company, Dave.
And the forces with Disney. The next Star Wars episode opens in theaters tonight, The Last Jedi. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Republicans claim there's evidence of bias at the FBI and within Special Counsel Mueller's Russia probe, and they want a special second counsel to probe the way Hillary Clinton's been investigated, but Democrats think they're way off the mark.
I am fearful that the majority's effort to turn the tables on the special counsel will get louder and more frantic as the walls continue to close in around the president.
Democratic Congressman Jerry Nadler, President Trump calls it all a witch hunt, and you know who agrees? Russia's leader.
During his annual news conference, President Putin once again rejected claims of meddling in the U.S. presidential election, saying that the accusations against President Trump have been spread by his political opponents in a bid to undermine his legitimacy. He also said that accusations of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia have damaged the U.S. political system and demonstrated disrespect for those who voted for the president. Putin also voiced hope for an improvement in U.S.-Russian ties, emphasizing that the two countries need to cooperate on tackling global challenges. at the White House. John Decker, Fox News.
Sentencing today for the illegal immigrant who killed a woman on a San Francisco pier but found not guilty of murder or manslaughter.
Jose Inez Garcia Zarate faces up to 3 years in prison for possessing a gun. A bullet from that gun killed Kate Steinle. After trial, none of the jurors spoke out, but since then, one talked anonymously to a Bay Area media outlet, saying the prosecution failed to prove that this was anything other than a freak accident. President Trump had highlighted Kate's death as a reason for why more border enforcement's needed. San Francisco's a sanctuary city, and Garcia Zarate is an undocumented immigrant. He was released by the San Francisco sheriff before the shooting, even though immigration officials had asked that he be detained. The juror said they weren't allowed to consider Zarate's prior deportation record or anything political.
That's Jessica Rosenthal. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
8:05, good morning. I'm Diane Ducey. Stevie J traveling today. He'll be back tomorrow. And we are getting ready for that big game as we honor Lou Henson on Saturday. It'll be great for the Illini at the United Center, taking on New Mexico State with Lou Henson, coach of both of those teams at one point in his career. As we look at our forecast, it's brought to you by Honda BMW of Champaign, the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy. I just love taking a test drive and considering my options. Even though I'm not in the market for a vehicle right now, it's still nice to have those options with that wide selection of new and used vehicles. Or you can check it out online, drivechampaign.com. Staff is so nice over there. Partly cloudy with a high 34 expected, 24 our low tonight. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high 36, low 27. Up towards 50 with sunshine on Saturday. 45 the high on Sunday. 80% chance of some morning showers. All right, it's getting to be that time of year where... Aw, yeah, bring it! Star Wars! And, you know, they say it's opening tomorrow, the 15th, but nowadays it's always the night before.
Well, yeah, I think Austin said he's going tonight, so I think it's going to be a lot of lines.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait until it's Tuesday.
And I'm wondering if I can buy my ticket now then for the 9 o'clock show.
Oh, I wonder if it's sold out.
So.
I think, yeah, I would check because they're saying, like, Fandango, for example, this is their top seller for 2017. And they said the previous record holder was Beauty and the Beast. And you know how long ago that was.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people are looking forward to seeing more of like Mark Hamill and, you know, Carrie Fisher's last performance in it, too. So.
Yeah, I don't know how they were able to superimpose her image.
CG.
Yeah, that's right. So, good stuff. I just love that they're continuing on this Star Wars tradition, and it's kind of part of my holiday these days. And looking forward to the show. I don't know much about it, but I'm just going to go.
Oh, you got to go.
Well...
I think a lot of people have, like, ideas of what will happen, but, you know, they always surprise you.
Mm-hmm. So, if you have any comments about that, you can always text us on the show at ESPN 935-359-2255. Okay, I want to make sure I try to get that Star Wars music off now.
No.
Stevie J, it is great. So, Stevie J had a great conversation with Brian Kilmeade with Fox and Friends on Andrew Jackson, the Miracle of New Orleans, and it's kind of fun to reenact those that interview and have that playing for us now on ESPN 93.5.
You appreciate it more.
He loved history, so we'll hear comments from Brian Kilmeade.
Happy to welcome to our show. He is one of the hosts of Fox and Friends and, of course, the Brian Kilmeade radio show. I watch you guys every morning, Brian. I think you guys do a great job.
Well, I appreciate you doing that. How do you do that, run a station and run a show?
I'm just kind of watching early. When do you go to bed, Brian?
10.
Wow.
Around 10 o'clock.
You're not getting many hours. When are you getting up, 3? Two?
No, I'm not. That's why my intellect drops steadily on a daily basis. the lack of memory is certainly suffering, but... for the most part, I don't need a lot of sleep. You know how intense it is in the morning.
Yeah.
So I'm not even tired because your adrenaline's going.
But then you go right to radio, and then you got to collapse at some moment.
No, I mean, actually, when I hop on the train on the way home, if everything goes well, I'm on the train at 3 p.m. And then I say to myself, man, I can relax now. So I have a 45-minute ride. And then it's hit the ground running because everyone's got soccer and basketball practice.
I know, you're doing the family busy. It's great. Brian Kilmeade's latest historical thriller, Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans, the battle that shaped America's destiny. Why this? Why now?
I stumbled onto the fact that it was so apropos. I had no idea we'd be in a war on history when we started 2.5 years ago. I had no idea that Donald Trump and there'd be so many similarities with him and Andrew Jackson's presidency 2.5 years ago. But as we sit there, we wonder why we have these people on pedestals and we make statues of them. I go back to the least controversial thing in Andrew Jackson's life. The way he was a self-taught major general who became a full general, who when the War of 1812 was going south, they reached to him. And he reeled off victory after victory, and his most amazing feat was protecting and preserving New Orleans, at the same time protecting and preserving the Mississippi River, and allowed America to win, send a message to the rest of the world, we will not be trifled with, we are a force to be reckoned with, and continue our push west to manifest destiny. The British wanted to, and we found the paperwork, stop us in our tracks. They hated democracy, they feared us. They wondered why everyone was coming here. They despised freedom of the press. And they took 1,000 of our guys in the open seas to fight in their wars. And they thought we were just going to be destroyed, and they thought this would be an opportunity to do it. And really, until Jackson came along.
Yeah, he kind of brought everybody together, the weirdest factions, right?
I think this is the most prideful thing that people can get from the Miracle of New Orleans. And that is Andrew Jackson demanded, you know, free men of color was going to fight. He demanded they have guns, be treated and fed the exact same. Any problem, you deal with him. We got the quotes in the book. These weren't assumed quotes. They were from him. Then he had Choctaw Indians, Cherokee Indians, who wanted to fight for the American cause, which happened a lot. And then you have pirates. And then you have Tennessee riflemen, yeah, along with Kentuckians.
Yeah.
And in a matter of 3 weeks, he put them into one army.
That's unbelievable. The Brian Kilmeade Show, the Fox and Friends co-host. Brian Kilmeade, a book is the Andrew Jackson, The Miracle of New Orleans. It's everywhere. You ought to buy it for Christmas. Page turning. Here are a couple hypotheticals that came to my mind. Take me in a luncheon with Andrew Jackson and Donald Trump.
It would be... These two would have hit it off like two people that would grow up together. They are defiant. They are self-assured. They do want to be the voice of the people. One was born with nothing, ended up very rich. One was born, okay, did very well. $1 million, okay, that's a lot to start with for our audience, but he made it into over $1 billion.
Yeah.
So he's out taking risks and also extremely patriotic. The other thing, they both hate the press. We went into Sunday at 8 o'clock. We have a special, Andrew Jackson, Hero Under Fire. We go to Jackson's house at the Hermitage. We find binders. I said, what are those binders? Well, Jackson took all the newspapers that wrote about him and got it wrong and would put them in binders, circle the articles, and write notes like, get him, this is wrong, find him. And he would wait for the reporter to show up, and then he would whip out their stories and say, this is where you got it wrong. He came up with his own news agency inside the White House. That Jackson did. He goes, this is the news you guys should be hearing. Does that sound like anybody you know?
Yeah, it does. And I think Andrew Jackson would have been a tweeter. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
No question. All right. He hated the press. He wanted to bypass the press.
All right. Buy this book, Brian Kilmeade. Lastly, how would today's – this hit me, too, when I was reading – about how Andrew Jackson was essentially orphaned by the British by the age of 16. How would today's snowflake survive in 1781?
Well, I don't want to tell all your young listeners that I think that they're weak and coddled. I'm not going to say that because I understand it gives them PTSD. That was a report earlier in this week. If you call snowflake snowflake.
What?
I will say this. That's true. There's a big story how if you call people who are snowflakes think society owes them a living, and there seems to be a social net for people to not work that much. Jackson is in the backwoods with no social programs, no parents, no nothing but a few cousins that didn't really like him, and he became a lawyer, an attorney general, a congressman, a senator, and a two-term president, and a legendary self-taught major general. That's what America gives you the opportunity to do. We don't guarantee success, opportunity for success. And I think they're the smartest, most interesting people generation coming out. I just think they need to understand you will fail in life, and there's no tragedy to it. Take it as a badge of honor. It's all building towards ultimate success. If you don't fail, you will never succeed because you won't be able to recognize it. You'll appreciate it more. So that's the whole message is, guys, take that work ethic, take your head out of your phones, and understand you need risks in life. There's no guarantees, but at least we have the opportunity. That's what America's about. And if you study the history, that's the conclusion you'll get.
Good. Well, listen, congratulations. I know you're on a tour, West Palm Beach. You're about to do some TV as well. Man, somebody's got to be around you saying, this is now, this is now. You got to have a handler right now, right?
No handler right now, but my great producer, Allison Mansfield of radio, which you know radio is the number one medium in the world.
You got it.
She is, she's getting everything ready. I got a speech at noon in front of 500 people, then out to Jacksonville to do another 500, and then out to Virginia. And then it's to the soccer field where it's 12 degrees and on Sunday.
Hey,
so I'll
hey,
be able
listen.
To be a parent and a host.
Congratulations on all you're doing. You're succeeding on a lot of fronts, and I hope this is a bestseller, Brian. Good job.
Thanks so much, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate you. Brian Kilmeade, Fox and Friends every morning and host of the Brian Kilmeade Radio Show. ESPN 93.5, Andrew Jackson of the Miracle of New Orleans, the battle that shaped America's destiny. Here on ESPN 93.5.
Online shopping has been improved at GameDaySpirit.com. Check out GameDay's new website today and choose from new arrivals, sales, novelty items, cheap merchandise, and more, all waiting for you. And while you're there, be sure to check out their new style guide pairing new pieces in GameDay's collection. Mix them with your favorite classics. Plus, if you missed the GameDay Spirit Stadium sale but still need something special for the Illini fan on your list, GameDay Spirit still has great deals going on. Visit their improved website at GameDaySpirit.com or stop into GameDay on the corner of 6th and Green in Campus Town or at Neil and Kirby, both in Champaign. Happy holidays and go Illini from Game Day Spirit.
Speaking of Game Day Spirit, great place for that Illini fan this holiday season. In fact, we've got some great apparel, gear, and novelty items given away during the Tay and Carp Show from 4 to 6 here on ESPN 93.5. You can shop Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini. And they are at GameDaySpirit.com. All right, let's talk about the Illini with their big win over Longwood University yesterday, 92-45. Aaron Jordan with 22 points. We are 8-4 on the season as we head into that Saturday night game at 7 o'clock at the United Center. And honor Coach Lou Henson. He was on, of course, as coach of the Illini and New Mexico State. It'll be a great time to pat him on the back. Illini juniors for the volleyball team, Allie Bastianelli and Jordan Poulter, all American third team with AVCA voting them in. Congratulations. Back to basketball, Bulls over Utah, 103-100 yesterday. That's the Bulls' fourth straight win. What? It's true. Oklahoma City over the Pacers, 100-95 yesterday. On to the NFL, where we have the Colts hosting Denver tonight. Green Bay, happy Aaron Rodgers is back. That's supposedly the case. He's been talking about it on Instagram. He got in the media yesterday and was talking about coming back on the team as they get ready to face the Carolina Panthers. So go Packers fans. Bears and Detroit, that's a Saturday game at 3:30. NHL action has the Blackhawks at Winnipeg tonight. St. Louis will be taking on Anaheim on ice. On to the baseball winter meetings that are happening. All kinds of things happening as far as who's going to pick up who and who's going to be a good addition to the team. Looks like the Cardinals have picked up Marcell Ozuna and Colleen Magnifico. He's from Dominican Republic.
Yeah, and left fielder.
Okay.
I know he's only like 27 years old.
Oh, good.
But he looks like he's actually at least some type of a force for the Cardinals, but I know they still got a long way to go.
Hitting .312, 37 homers, not bad, but I know you're an Anthony Rizzo fan. I don't know how those statistics.
And my Cubbies. Well, you know, I will say, like, on all fronts, he definitely does beat him out a bit. I know Rizzo had, like, .273, 32 home runs, and his RBI was, like, .109. You know, Ozuna was 124 with his RBI, too. So it's like he's beating him on all fronts, but you got to Have the pizzazz.
Okay, gotcha. So we'll learn more about Marcel and the Cardinals pickup with Kevin Wheeler with Jeremy Werner around 9:30, and Austin Berkland in studio here too. So good stuff on ESPN 93.5. In fact, with Jeremy Werner being such a White Sox fan, they'll be talking with Ryan McGuffey about Manny Machado being picked up from the White Sox. And we'll talk about the Illini too. Matt McCumber will be on around 10 a.m. So make sure you're here on ESPN 93.5, where our weather forecast looks pretty good. Partly sunny conditions, high 34, low 24. Tomorrow, high 36, low 27. Sunshine and a high near 50 come Saturday as we get out and shop local. Good idea. Dawned around 34 in the evening. 80% chance of light rain on Sunday morning, but the high 45 sounds real good. Our Fox Business Minute brought to you by Provident Financial Group. Partnership you can trust. Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. It's 8:20 from the Fox Business Network. Disney is buying 21st Century Fox's entertainment assets, including the studio that produces Modern Family. It's also purchasing the rights to make movies for Marvel characters, including X-Men. 21st Century Fox is the parent company of Fox News, but the deal does not include Fox News. Rupert Murdoch on FBN's Mornings with Maria.
The new Fox will have Fox News, Fox Business, Fox Broadcasting, Fox Sports, but the point is, it'll have a cash flow of at least $2 billion a year.
Fox is creating a newly listed company. Retail sales increased 0.8% in November, and the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits declined by 11,000 last week. The Dow was up 80 yesterday to a record. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola. My kiddos, I no longer have to. Oh, that scared me. I had my Mannheim steamroller turned up all the way in my headphones. I like Mannheim steamroller. My family did a vacation for Christmas one time visiting my sister in Omaha, Nebraska, and that's where they're from. And all the Deuces got to see that concert, and wow, they're awesome to get you in that holiday mood. All right, speaking of the holidays, we're talking about Red Cross, sharing some holiday tips. Lynn Horeska is on with me. She's the regional chief director at Red Cross. Thanks for being on, Lynn. How you doing this morning?
Wonderfully. Thanks so much for having me. It's a beautiful morning.
Yeah, it is. And we're grateful for that. So many people still suffering because of the hurricane season we had.
Oh, it's been incredible. You know, I'm happy to announce that the hurricane season is officially over. We're inviting no more hurricanes
this
year.
Goodbye.
But the truth is, you know, we continue to provide care and comfort for our friends in the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico and the wildfires in California. They mm-hmm. just continue, and we're so thankful for so many Central Illinois folks that helped with deploying to those areas to serve, and those who helped from home by making donations so that we were able to do that.
Were you impressed with our effort and generosity when it came to helping our friends affected by the hurricanes?
You know, when we have disasters that are in our own front yard, everybody comes out. Everybody wants to help. This was so unique. This series of storms that broke nearly every record imaginable, certainly not records we're trying to beat. People from Central Illinois turned out. They showed up. The generosity for folks clear across the country, people that were able to volunteer and as I said, donate, really helped take care of the immediate basic needs for these folks. And as I said, we certainly don't want to send the message that this disaster is over for them. We will continue working with them for months to come.
Well, Lynn, so many times you get caught up in giving somewhere, and sometimes it's not always legit.
That's true. We have to be really careful, and especially this time of year when so many of us put the request out there for people's donated dollars. There are third-party groups like the Charity Navigator who can help people determine that their gifts are being used exactly as they intend. And we encourage people to look up Charity Navigator, online and make sure that their charity of choice is doing what they say they're doing.
We're talking with Lynn at Red Cross here on ESPN 93.5. You can do more than give money. You can give blood.
Absolutely. We call it the gift of life. And the holidays are typically challenging for us to collect blood because people are doing other things. It usually isn't the number one destination during the holidays. And truthfully, more people are on the road, and people use that end-of-year time for even elective surgeries. So the need for blood is greater than usual, and so we invite those who are eligible and available to make an appointment to give. We had a tremendous blood drive yesterday in Champaign, and another one coming up at the Urbana Civic Center on January 5th. If you're able to give, we invite you to come out and do that.
Good idea. You know, with the holiday decorations, sometimes people choose the real trees and they can get dry, and then there's a danger for house fires.
Oh, that's so true. That's so true. And when we think about disasters, we often think about the big wildfires and the hurricanes and tornadoes and winter storms. But the fact is, the number one disaster that we respond to are single-family house fires. So we'll be out and about reminding folks to be really careful if you're using space heaters. Check those holiday lights, the Christmas lights. If you use a live tree, a real tree, make sure that you keep it watered and it doesn't dry out on you. And, of course, candles and our fireplaces also create some risk for us as well. So just since the beginning of July, we've had 58 home fires in the Champaign-Urbana area. So just a reminder that this is a season when we typically see more house fires. So we ask that people take some special precautions.
Yeah, sometimes your pets can gnaw on the, you know, lights and things like that, too, on your tree, and then they cause it to short out or whatever. And the space heaters, too, are a concern. I know especially older people who want to keep their bills down and just have that little heater on, that can be a hazard, too. Can we get tips on the Red Cross website on some of this stuff?
I'm sorry, did you say do we have tips?
Yeah, to make sure that we're...
Oh, on our website, we absolutely do. We encourage people to go to redcross.org/CSIL to check out the holiday tips and all of these reminders for safety around the household during the holidays are posted there.
Well, I sure appreciate you being on, and we wish you and yours a happy holiday season, Lynn. Thanks for speaking out for on the behalf of the American Red Cross and all the great things you're doing this holiday season.
Thanks for having us, and happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you.
All right, you take care. ESPN 93.5, it's good to hear some of these things, especially when it comes to the house fires, giving blood, and wrapping up that hurricane season, and giving to others this holiday season. If you want to just Google the Red Cross and do some giving and find out some tips, that's a good idea. We're ESPN 93.5, 829.
Help us celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by sharing kindness and love this holiday season.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu.
We didn't become great through massive taxation.
A day after this praise, President Trump continues cheering the GOP tax reform bill, tweeting Republican tax cuts are looking very good. Democrats say the changes will primarily benefit the wealthy. The president gets defended by his Russian counterpart.
During his annual news conference, President Putin once again rejected claims of meddling in the U.S. presidential election, saying that the accusations against President Trump have been spread by his political opponents in a bid to undermine his legitimacy.
Fox's John Decker and talk show host Tavis Smiley blasting the PBS investigation into sexual misconduct allegations, saying in a statement he never, ever groped, coerced, or exposed himself inappropriately to any workplace colleague in his entire broadcast career. Fox News, we report you decide.
Well, we've got our weather forecast looking nice with the sunshine right now. Today's high 34, 23 our low tonight with partly cloudy conditions. A little more on the winds tomorrow, up near 20 miles per hour from the west. Partly cloudy, high 36, low 27. Up towards 50 come Saturday with the sunshine, down to 34 in the evening. More clouds than 80% chance of light precipitation. High 45 expected on Sunday. I'll take that in December. Right now, the temperature is at 22. I'm Dia Ducey. Colleen Magnifico also here. And Stevie J had a wonderful interview about what happened in Benghazi with Tonto Peronto.
ESPN 93.5. It's Chris Tonto Peronto. The book is titled 13 Hours, the inside account of what really happened in Benghazi. Tonto, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. This has been a lot of fun and very cathartic for myself this week. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for your service to your country.
Thank you, sir.
Great American. And what happened on that day in Benghazi? For those that don't know, you guys were there. You had a chance to respond within 5 minutes. You were told by, quote, Bob to
stand down,
the CIA guy to stand down. You wanted to go, but you had to follow the orders, correct?
That is how we're brought up. We're all ex-military. All of us have been in infantry or special operations in some realm in one of our respective services. So that's how you're trained. You follow the chain of command, because if you don't, chaos ensues. But there becomes a point where you have to make a decision, and that's just as a person. And also as an operator, you're still given that leeway to make your own decisions. It's not you follow orders until it's time, you know, this isn't the right decision. Then we all make our decision as a team, and we went.
So, all right, yeah. 2 years ago today it happened, Benghazi. What did you think was happening when it started?
Oh, it was a definite an attack. I mean, people that do read the book, and then we go into greater detail in 13 hours, is we had teams nearby the U.S. consulate, and we always called the consulate. We didn't always call the special mission until we got back to the States. We had no idea. It was a consulate to us. We had teams, and my friend John Tig, driving by the consulate at around 8:30. You know, it was around 8:30, 8:45, and, I mean, nearby, we're talking 200 meters away, and there were no massings. There was no protest going on. And it was very quiet. We're only at 3/4 of a mile as the crow flies away, and it was very quiet. But once the attack started, and we got outside and started to get geared up within that 5 minute period, you could hear the explosions and the intense concentration of fire. So we knew it was an attack.
All right. So how was it to live for 2 years, Chris, knowing what happened, and certainly right after when everybody was pushing the video,
and it was spontaneous,
that just had to eat you alive.
Yeah, it did, but I was very lucky to have Oz and Tig and the two guys we call Jack and DB, which they're pseudos, which are still a very big part of the project. We could talk to each other and we could vent to each other. So it helped. But yeah, no, I had some angry days there, and I still have angry days. But I have a very good support network, and we know if we got angry, then you say the wrong things, and then it gets misconstrued, and we didn't want to ruin what happened there. And that would dishonor the memory of Roan. That would dishonor the memory of Bub, who are courageous. I mean, they gave everything. Those guys deserve all the kudos more than we do.
Chris Tonto Peronto, the book is 13 Hours, the inside account of what really happened in Benghazi. You think about this, I'm sure, every day, and you probably will for the rest of your life.
Yes, sir.
Had you left in 5 minutes, you think you could have saved Chris Stevens and the others?
Yes, I do believe so. I mean, Sean and Ambassador Stevens, yeah, definitely. Now, Roan and Bub, they died of a mortar attack later that night. We didn't get hit with that until 4 a.m. 4 a.m. the next day.
Yeah.
But yes, yeah. And the reason I do feel that way is, first of all, we are very good at what we do. All global response staff officers are very good at what they do. That's just what we do. We're trained for this, to go into situations with little or no information and do what we needed to do, just like we did that night. But also, they died of smoke inhalation. They didn't die of getting shot. They didn't die of an IED. That takes time. So getting us over there, at the very least, getting the bad guys off the compound like we did, would at least have allowed Scott Wicklund and Dave Ubin more response time to get in there and look for them quicker.
I
do believe so.
There are forces that say you're just politicizing this whole thing. What has been the response since this came out, since your interview with Brett Baird Fox, since the book was released? Certainly now people have to say, what the heck happened here, and can't we possibly get to the bottom of this?
I'm hoping, and with people like yourself, that's not our fight. We don't want to get in the middle of that, because then, again, it taints really what the message of the book is, which is heroism, which is courageousness, which is showing that you still have guys, they may not be in the military anymore, but you still have guys like myself going overseas and protecting American interests and doing the right thing if somebody else doesn't. So, you know, I'm hoping people like yourself can get the truth for us as well, because, you know, that's still out there. And if you don't, you don't. Then I'll live with it, and it's another demon I'll have to live with the rest of my life. But that was part of the job when I signed up in 95 to become a Ranger.
How are you now? How is your health now, Chris?
I am good. Actually, I've lost hearing in my left ear, but that's just how it goes. And there's a funny story in 13 Hours with me and DB of how I lost the hearing during one of the firefights. But I'm doing well. I get to be with my kids now, which keeps my emotions in check. And I missed a lot of my kids' life. I have a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old. And so, and I said this before, but every night, and I even said it in the book, I handle this because every night I do get a little anxious. Let's put it that way. I need to go back downrange. I'm not in the fight anymore. I just go in my room. I kiss my kids on the head when they're sleeping, and I'm okay. But I have to do that every night. And I like here, when I'm here, I get a little anxious because I'm not with them. As long as I talk to them and they say, hi, Daddy, I am fine. But, it's hard. It's very hard.
You ever wonder why you were there?
Well, it's a high-threat environment, and we are collecting intel on, you know, that's part of the job. That's the main part, is collecting intel on terrorists. So they need people like us there to protect them in the shadows and make sure that the case officers are okay.
Yeah.
So, no, I never questioned where I needed to go or why I was there for the mission, because the mission is necessary for guys like us.
Well,
we need to be there.
We need guys like you. You're the true heroes out there that aren't afraid to risk your lives to protect others, and that's what you do, and that's what you did. And I just hope and pray that the answers come out and we at least learn what happened to maybe not make the same mistakes next time. But it's so political in this environment, it is crazy to get to the bottom of anything.
Yeah, sure.
It really
sure
is. But, Tano, you're a hero, and thank you for your service, and hang in there with all that you deal with. 13 Hours, the inside account of what really happened in Benghazi. God bless you, Tano. I appreciate your service, and thanks for your time.
Thanks, sir. It was an honor. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
ESPN 93.5, big win for the Illini yesterday over Longwood University. The final was 92-45. One of our favorite players from the past, Brandon Paul, visited with Stevie J, 8:42 on ESPN 93.5.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Paul, one of the finest Illini of all time, a better guy than he is a player. Brandon, how are you?
I'm good, man. How's it going, Stevie? All right?
Well, you have wowed us, Brandon Paul. You have wowed us. You left us in, was it 2013? Then where did you go?
I bounced around, man. I started off in Russia. I was out there for half a year. Then I ended up in the D-League for a little while. And then from there, I went to Spain and then Turkey, and now I'm back.
I would like to see your passport, my friend. All the stamps. Man, come on.
No, they almost didn't let me in. I went to Spain for a couple of days after my last season with a couple of my teammates just for fun, and they almost didn't let me in. They said I needed a passport.
Man, alive. Okay, tell me what kept you going. Why did Brandon Paul keep playing, keep working?
Well, I knew that no matter what, you know, no matter where I was playing, I just wanted to do this as a career for as long as I could. And, you know, I'm not the type to kind of just let up. So, you know, every year, no matter where I was at, I was making sure I was playing my best basketball and working harder than everyone around me. So, you know, that's just something that stuck with me, you know, something I grew up with my parents and the things that Illinois taught me. And as long as the opportunities kept coming, you know, I wasn't going to turn them down.
How's your shoulder?
They're good, man. They're both good. You know, they've been strong the last couple of seasons. I haven't had any issues with it. And, you know, I'm continuing to work on them and building the strength and rehabbing it. So, well, as long as I stay on top of things, I think I'll be all right.
If people missed it, you had a heck of a summer. You got signed by the San Antonio Spurs, 2-year deal. I mean, this is Popovich. This is San Antonio, Brandon. And I think your mom's a San Antonio Spur fan.
Yeah, man, that's her favorite team. So, you know, when I told her, she was real, real excited about it, you know, and you know, it's just to be able to come into a situation like this, especially after everything I've gone through, you know, it's truly a blessing, and I'm excited moving forward for sure.
Well, and Popovich, I mean, he doesn't sign anybody, man. This guy, I think he's one of the best guys ever.
Yeah, it's no question about that. You know, getting that call was pretty surreal. You know, and they just told me, you know, that I'm the guy that they wanted, and you know, I'm excited to be a part of the system, be a part of the winning culture.
All right. So what happens now? I mean, when do you report? How does all that work?
I've basically been back and forth, you know, ever since summer league. You know, I just finished finding my place out there, and you know, I went out there for workouts and all that. So I'm back. I'm in Chicago now. So, you know, I'll be going back and forth, you know, until camp starts and until we really get going.
Do you expect to be on the 12-man?
Yeah, you know, I'm just ready to come in and do whatever I can to help the team be successful. You know, this is my first, you know, guaranteed contract. So just having that, especially with my background, it's been good.
Well, we are all very excited for Brandon Paul. You were truly a terrific player for us. I was thinking about you here at Illinois, and I obviously love the Minnesota shot. But the pass to Tyler Griffey, where you triggered the ball in bounds after holding it for like 15 seconds, I couldn't believe it. I mean, come on.
That's pretty funny. I had a couple people tweet me, you know, the sort of outline memory, and that was definitely one of them. And, you know, looking back at that was a big-time play, big-time win for us in college. And, you know, those are one of the memories that will stick with you for a long time.
Well, and it was January 10 of 2012 when you lit it up against Ohio State. And I loved when you knocked the ball away from Salinger and just kind of looked at him. I was going, come on, man. Come on.
Yeah, those are the type of things, you know, that got me here. You got to get it down on both ends of the floor. So, you know, I'm just continuing to build on that momentum and, you know, keep things moving forward.
I tell you what, when I saw you, I said, I'm happier for you as a person because you're one of the good guys. I've never, ever seen a high-level Division I guy score 40 against Ohio State and then work the front desk at the iHotel the next day. Nobody does that, Brandon.
Yeah, that was another big part of my college career, you know, just kind of getting a glimpse of the real world and, you know, being over there. I appreciate everything they've done for me. That was a big-time experience for me to kind of get a glimpse of how the business world works.
Well, you're a humble guy, and I don't feel like there's a pretentious bone in your body, which I love, the fact that you're that talented. When I told you, when I saw you at St. John's a couple of weeks ago, I said, you remind me of Michael Jordan. I'm not exaggerating that athleticism, the step back, the shooting, the ability to go to the rim. Brandon, I said, you got better, and then you said every day. That's what you're still trying to do.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm not anywhere near, you know, my full potential. So, you know, I just try to take every day, every week, and use it just to better myself any way I can and continue to learn and build my skill set.
I think Brandon's going to be like Kawhi Leonard in about 3 years. How about that? I think you're going to be great.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Well, I think you've got the tools. We've got to pray for health and opportunity, and I think you're going to be just fine. I cannot believe that the way you bounced around and battled around, you're in the NBA, man. You're not in the D-League. You're not in Europe. You're not in Russia. You're in the NBA, Brandon.
Yes, sir, man. I'm excited. You know, just to be in the same conversation as those guys is very humbling in itself. So, you know, moving forward, I'm just continuing to take these blessings and multiply them. So I appreciate everything, man.
Well, we're going to follow you. I have just become a brand new BP. It's at BP3. Is that what I follow you on Twitter?
Yes, sir. My Instagram is B Paul.
You got to follow Brandon at BP3. I'm a new follower. You and 31,000 followers. That's like, come on, man. It's awesome. I'm excited to watch you. I'm excited to watch the development. I'm truly happy that something so great has happened to such a good, hard-working person and very, very talented, Brandon Paul. Can't wait to watch and track you. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, man. I appreciate everything.
ESPN 93.5, great to have that conversation with Brandon Paul and Stevie J. I'm Diane Ducey. As far as our sports headlines go, Illini over Longwood University, 92-45. Now we're gearing up for that game against New Mexico State as we honor Coach Lou Henson, who coached both the teams. That's at the United Center at 7 o'clock on Saturday. Go Illini. We've got Matt McCombie going to be on the air with the Jeremy Werner Show at 10 a.m. talking about the Illini. And we'll have some insight from Kevin Wheeler on the St. Louis Cardinals and their latest pickup, Marcell Ozuna, hitting 312 with 37 homers. His appearance is about 45 minutes away here on ESPN 93.5. Looking forward to that conversation, too. Big Ten action last night has Wisconsin over Kentucky, 81-80. IUPUI was beat by number 17 Purdue, 86-81. And we had number 1 Villanova over Temple. That final was 87-67. Bulls over Utah, 103-100. Oklahoma City beat the Pacers, 100-95. And we had some trending news in Louisville. Colleen Magnifico here on ESPN 93.5. A counterclaim lawsuit from Louisville?
Yeah, so Rick Pitino filed a lawsuit asking for more than like $35 million in pay that was remaining on his contract. And then he got the countersuit against him. I guess right now there's no dollar amount listed, but they're claiming that Pitino damaged the men's basketball program. You know, their ability to make money, the university's ability to sell tickets and secure donations. So it'll be interesting to see kind of like what plays out with this, but it looks like it's going to be a bit of a battle.
All right, we'll follow that. Colts hosting Denver tonight. Green Bay Packers with the Carolina Panthers on Sunday. Aaron Rodgers back in the lineup. Bears in Detroit Saturday at 3:30. NHL action tonight. Blackhawks at Winnipeg. St. Louis and Anaheim also going at it on ice tonight. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey. We've got your weather forecast coming up next on ESPN 93.5. Yeah, well, the holiday season can be stressful. Trimming the tree, taking care of all the shopping, trying to find the perfect gift. That's why you can simplify your life and your finances with convenient online mobile banking solutions from Busey. Busey Mobile allows you to bank anywhere you are electronically. With the Busey Mobile app, you can view balances on the spot, transfer funds, find the nearest ATM for those last-minute gifts. Also, deposit that holiday check from Grandma. Busey Online services include Busey eBank as you track your holiday spending online, e-statements as you review your monthly bank statements electronically and stay in your budget, Busey Bill Payment as you see all of your holiday bills online. No more checks to write or postage to buy. Online banking is convenient, time-saving, safe, and secure with the highest levels of security, encryption, and firewalls. Busey Mobile app for your iPad, iPhone, and Android. Their devices utilize their online services today. So tap into that. Busey at member FDIC. Busey Mobile app. You can find out details at 1-800-67-BUSEY and Busey.com. Well, our forecast is looking pretty good here at ESPN 93.5 as we get up to 34 and down to 24 with partly sunny conditions. 37 our high tomorrow, down to 27, partly cloudy again. Winds will pick up out of the west up to 20 miles per hour. We've got sunshine in the forecast and a high near 50 for Saturday, 45 the high on Sunday, an 80% chance of morning showers could be coming our way. Well, one of the stories we hit, Colleen Magnifico, is Star Wars is happening tonight. But you won't be one of the ones first
not
to see
tonight.
It.
Not okay. Tonight. I want to be able to see. I'm small, so I have to be able to see over people, too. I don't want to miss anything.
Okay, gotcha. So maybe Tuesday?
I think a Tuesday sounds pretty good.
And if you could catch a matinee, that's always nice. But I do like to be one of the inside the first week of a big opening.
Oh,
like
sure.
That, so I can, you know, be cool like everybody else, talk about what's going on. There's always those spoilers out there, but the fact that Mark Hamill, and he looks so much older and has been on the island. And
oh, and he used to be so cute.
I know it.
But I think this will be a good one. And, you know, like I said, Carrie Fisher, you know, I'm very curious what they're going to do to kind of tie things up with her.
Mm-hmm. We're excited about the Cardinal Caravan coming to Champaign. That's on January 12th, Hilton Garden Inn. If you want to tap into that, it starts at noon. We will get the announcement inside the week about who actually will be, you know, a part of our Cardinal Caravan when they visit us. So 2018 Cardinal Caravan presented by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance is coming. And if you need more details, if you can't make it January 12th at noon at the Hilton Garden Inn, then you can visit cardinals.com/caravan to find out details about when the caravan will be close to your location. Been a good show today. I've had a lot of fun, Colleen. Thanks for being in here with me.
Yeah, thank you for
having me.
Stevie J traveling today, back tomorrow. I know we'll be spotlighting the fact that Coach Lou Henson will be getting a pat on the back and honored at the United Center with that Illini New Mexico State game coming up Saturday up in Chicago. Enjoy your day. I'm Diane Ducey, ESPN 93.5.
Somebody texted in and said, Kevin Franzen, he's a good guy. How about that? Get a little fan club going.
I try.
Well, listen, we thank you for what you do. You're keeping us safe. You're keeping our kids safe in this case. Pretty much everybody I talked to.